Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And we have thawed out from the Elvis Presley birthday events. It was very chilly in Memphis, but certainly festive, wasn't it?
It was festive. We had a great birthday. I mean, I felt like it was a really busy birthday.
It was a busy birthday.
For us especially. I mean, we had a lot going on. The Today Show was here.
The Today Show was here with Jenna Bush Hager. Along with David Tebow,
who was
the Canadian YouTube singing sensation whose rendition of Blue Christmas gained him international fame. So they came to town.
It was amazing. And he actually performed for us during one of our events during birthday. And I mean, it just kind of gave me chills because I was like, this 16-year-old kid has so much control over his voice and really does sound just like Elvis.
And the amazing part is that primarily, the only English he knows
is Elvis music.
So
it reminds me of Edison Pena when he came.
It was very similar. But we're glad to have David here along with his mother in the Today Show. And for those of you listening to the podcast, if you want to, on Friday, this coming Friday, you can watch the show on the piece on the Today Show.
Absolutely.
At 8 a.m. local time. Everywhere. Because they run it just tape delayed
That's
in every
true.
Market. So
well, we do have kind of a top 10 list.
Yes.
Kind of like David Letterman does. 10 ways that the world celebrated Elvis's birthday. You can see the full list on Elvis.com. But do you want to kind of do
the highlights?
Yeah, the highlights from the week.
Well, of course, one of them was number 6, NBC's celebration of Elvis and six great Elvis moments to honor the King's birthday. So a lot of excitement there.
One of my favorite highlights was number 10, actually. Perez Hilton featured celebrity Elvis covers. And this was so cool. He had different videos of celebrities who have covered Elvis in the past, Justin Timberlake being one of them. But it was just, this is so not like Perez to do like a cool feature
He's
like
kind
this.
He's kind of an Elvis fan.
He's a huge Elvis fan. I remember a couple years ago, we actually were tweeting back and forth with
him, trying
to get him to come here. So that was probably one of my big highlights right there.
One of the highlights for me was number 4 on the list. Rolling Stone presents Elvis Presley through the years. It was an amazing, beautiful photo gallery of Elvis.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Spanning his entire career. And of course, number 1 for all of us, including Bevan, our silent member of the podcast team, was the podcast or the proclamation ceremony on live stream.
Yep.
Excuse me, viewed by 33,000 people today.
That's amazing. I mean, we did have a really cool ceremony because Knox Phillips was there, Wink Martindale was here. I mean, we just had so much going on, but from what everybody said, it was a great ceremony. Like everybody really enjoyed it, and we also cut a really beautiful cake.
We did the cake that we talked about for months.
We finally got to see.
But we didn't get to taste it.
We didn't. That's okay.
I'm still a little hurt by that.
Maybe I'll bring you some birthday cake next week.
I know. Happy birthday, Alicia.
Thank you.
Was that a subtle hint?
I'm just joking.
She hates to talk about herself.
Well, I just doesn't like
to remind people of her birthday.
Well, I think it's weird that I started this job when I was 22. And now I'm turning 29.
Oh my goodness, but happy birthday.
Thanks.
and thanks for being here for all these years and making birthday a success. And
I
now you can celebrate
it.
Your own birthday. Are you going to have a cake as big as Elvis's?
No. That's...
Why not?
Well, I don't know where I would put it.
Okay. All right. Well, you're off the hook on that one. We also had a new CD set released around Elvis's birthday. The RCA Legacy Recordings 40th Anniversary 2-CD edition of Elvis recorded live on stage in Memphis. A great 2-CD set. They've already been previewing it on SiriusXM
Elvis Radio.
And one of the amazing things is that it actually includes a 24-page booklet featuring rare photos, previously unseen memorabilia, new liner notes, press clips, and more.
That's so cool.
Which really makes it kind of also... typically has some unreleased tracks that are kind of like alternate takes.
I love that. And we were talking to Big Jim earlier from Elvis Radio, and he said, I didn't think they could make Elvis sound any better, and they did. Which is truly impressive.
When they remaster things.
Because you just think, how can you make Elvis sound better than he already did? And there they go. So that's a really cool thing. Grab it.
Yes, we have a few sightings for you this week. One of them comes into Jill from Buffalo, New York. Thanks, Jill, for sending this in. Wheel of Fortune, one of our favorite shows. They had a puzzle, and the answer to a Wheel of Fortune puzzle was, I'm in love, I'm all shook up. So thanks, Jill.
Thanksful of Fortune. That's pretty awesome. Yes. And the other sighting is a personal sighting.
Yes.
this morning, I was actually watching Saved by the Bell. And I don't know if you remember from back when Saved by the Bell was actually on TV watching this episode.
Bayside High. Hello.
Bayside High, Zach Morris. Well, Screech's mom, she actually had this Elvis, I don't know if it was like a lamp or just like a bust of Elvis, and he breaks it. And the whole episode is about basically how big of an Elvis fan his mom is and how she doesn't want him to break anything, and he ends up breaking the lamp. It's like her favorite thing, and Mr. Belding dresses up as Elvis. So the whole episode's about Elvis. So that's what I got to wake up to today.
Who is your favorite Bayside High?
Oh, Zach Morris. Zach Morris.
I wanted to hang out with Lisa Turtle.
Well, Lisa Turtle's really cool, but Zach, and I don't know, I actually saw this on Jimmy Fallon the other day. They actually got him to come back out when they did his interview, like here recently, like a year ago, as Zach Morris.
Oh, really?
Which was really cool. So, anyways, side note, but.
Two Saved by the Bell and Elvis fans here on the podcast. Well, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see you next week on the Elvis Rubbernecking Podcast. Thanks, everybody.